personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details.
California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, invites you to let George do it. Every shot counts. Another adventure of George Valentine.
Mr. Valentine, sir. I'm a cowboy and movie star. I'm sure you must have seen me sometime, even if it's only on television. Well, anyway, I know how silly it sounds, but I need help. There's the most desperate situation that requires the action of a hero. And while I'd like to qualify, this same situation requires certain proficiencies that I haven't got. Notably, there's a mystery. Mysteries aren't my longest suit. You see, I met her. But just barely. And Mr. Valentine, this lovely young lady I refer to, she's in distress. She is.
But Mr. Disbro, in your letter you didn't tell
us. Daphne. That's who she is.
Oh.
Daphne. Yeah. I met her just the other day. You realize I was talking to a man I know, a song plugger. That's like a Fuller Brush man, only with music.
Uh-huh.
He pointed her out. You know the type, Miss Brooks, the little school teacher type that's always having westerns, you know, big, bashful blue eyes and a hair like honey and a heart just as big as all out of doors, you
with
know.
With a head snatch. Yeah, I know.
Who cares if she's smart? I don't. Anyway, I find this little girl lives all alone, way up in the Imperial Crest Apartments.
Uh-oh, I take it back.
Daphne does all right, doesn't she?
Oh, she has money, but she's nervous, if you know what I mean. So nervous, she'll hardly talk. And afraid? Oh, yeah, I think somebody's watching her up there.
Well, I'm not surprised. A big bad wolf, maybe.
Me? No, this is different. No. It is. She didn't even want to meet me, and most women do.
Oh, now, look, cowboy.
Yeah, and today when I tried to talk to her on the street, even after I'd been properly introduced, she just up, walked away.
So am I.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Valentine. She wanted to talk, and she would have, if the man she walked away with hadn't been carrying a gun.
Oh. So maybe it is a case, huh? What man?
Big. Bigger than both of us. Black hair and sour face.
Her husband, maybe.
No, she told me she wasn't married. I don't know who he is, but she's afraid of him, all right.
Uh-huh. And what do you want me to do, scare him away?
Now, figure it out, Mr. Valentine. Go meet her. Protect her before something worse happens. Then let me know before it does.
Oh, I see. That's it. I do the dirty work, hand you the answers, and then you step in to scare away the rustlers.
And win the girl, of course.
Well, that's right, honey. Having to keep my public name intact, my fans and all, you know, I'm a beautiful patsy.
Okay, partner, but don't think you've got a corner on the market. Hey, what the...
Hey. Bob put your cigarette out, didn't I?
Well,
one shot at 30 feet, that's pretty good. Oh, but I missed a sandbag again. Look at them holes in my wall.
Hey, lady, you got holes in your house.
Oh, now, don't be angry. I'm practicing here on my roof garden. See that clay pipe down there? I never miss.
Oh, fine. You must make a big hit with lots of people.
So my landlord and neighbors do complain once in a while. See the other pipe?
You.
But I talk them out of it.
Well, now, look, I don't talk so easy.
Don't you?
No, he doesn't.
Not when you're around, you mean.
All right, yes. Annie Oakley, so you're nice to look at.
Daphne. Daphne Crockett, girl Pat Davy.
Crockett? Oh, of course. The club parrot.
Mm-hmm. I've been there 5 years, longest run of any act in that club. Everybody likes my suit.
Oh, so that's it. Little Red Riding Hood turns out to be Two Gun Nelly, professional bullseye artist.
Mr. Valentine, where are you going?
To see the bull about some black eyes. He... No, wait a minute. I'm here now. I might as well speak my piece, even if it's only for laughs.
Speak your piece? Like Miles Standish?
In a way. Only John Alden's name this time is Ray Disbro.
Oh, Oh, him.
Yeah, he's funny, all right. He thinks you're in danger. The cowboy says you're being watched up here.
He says what?
Well, there's the building next door. I guess from that one apartment over there, you could.
Oh, no. Oh, of course not.
All right, lady. But the rest of my reputation says you're afraid of a big man, black hair, sour face. How about that one?
Mr. Disbro has quite an imagination, hasn't he?
Maybe. And maybe not.
I suppose he sent you over here to protect me.
That was a general idea. And think twice before you say no.
I'll show you what I think of Mr. Disbro in spite of that lovely Texas accent. You see those three little dolls in a row?
Lady, I said think twice.
And there are three bullets left in this gun.
Oh, now look, if you are in trouble,
three
Daddy.
Three answers, you can take
okay,
that.
Okay, lady, never mind. We get the idea. This is where we came at, Angel. Hey, that was four.
Miss Crockett, that's
no. I'm all right.
Oh, God,
you missed me.
What missed you? Where'd that extra shot come from?
No. No, there wasn't one. Get out of here, won't you? Please leave me alone. Please, leave me alone.
Don't waste your breath, lady. We've already gone.
George, shall I telephone Lieutenant Riley?
No, he's on vacation. Oh. Ask for Clary and tell him to get up there fast.
Yeah, but
I got a date next door, Angel. See you in the second reel. There's a card outside this apartment that says R.T. Are you him?
I don't know. Are you?
Now, look, Bright Eyes. I want
you to look. A guy comes busting in, upsets my equilibrium. I'm teaching myself to an actor. Now go away.
All right, don't mind me. I won't tell if you cheat.
Your manners get worse. The door is back that way. Remember?
Yeah. Just call me a building inspector. Come to take a look at your window, that's all.
Don't fall out.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it, all right. The only apartment from which you can see the roof garden.
You don't say.
The only apartment from which you can take a pot shot at the woman across the way there.
Sit down. Maybe we could both learn canasta.
You always wear a hat when you play cards?
Sure. What woman?
What's it cover up? Black hair to match your sour face?
I said what? We don't like each other much, do we?
Daphne Crockett. I was there when it happened. Now we like each other less, huh?
I don't know. Friendship begins slow sometimes. Sit down, will you? I'll deal out a few.
What do you use for chips? The bag there?
Huh?
The black bag there by your foot. The one you're trying to keep me from seeing.
A real observant boy, aren't you?
Wait a minute. I can see a hand when it starts to move, so stop moving. Huh?
I'm dealing this inspector.
Oh, no, you're not. You're...
Too bad nobody can argue with a blackjack, Inspector. We might have had a nice little game.
Oh, hey, you know what? Everybody's got the atom bomb.
Oh, George, you have to...
Did I tell you what hit you, Valentine?
No. But don't tell me that's Lieutenant Clary's voice.
Not at last. At last. Valentine, if you'd wait for the police once in a while, or better yet, if you wouldn't get mixed up in cases...
All right. You sound just like Riley. My headache's bad enough.
His name was Curly. Curly Blackson, the strong boy, wanted for ducking out of prison back east.
Yeah, what was he in for?
He was serving time for shakedowns. He was a blackmail artist.
Blackmail?
Hey, is there a little black bag still around here anyway?
Never mind, of course not.
No, there isn't, George. And this Curly may have been the man Ray saw once with Daphne, but I don't think he took the shot at her across the way.
He didn't talk like he did.
Not to mention the small fact he had a gun, but it was still loaded and hadn't been fired for some time.
Say, you know an awful lot, don't you, Lieutenant?
Come on, wake up. Open your baby blue eyes wide.
Huh? Oh, I get it. Curly's dead, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I know I didn't do it.
No. You just slept through it, that's all. First you get mixed up in it, but then when you might be useful, you take a rain check while Curly takes a bullet.
Bullet?
One shot clears the whistle right through the heart from a short distance.
Yeah. And he was armed. Somebody outdrew him or surprised him. And a marksman, too, huh?
Or a markswoman.
Yeah, where is she?
Where is she? Where do you think she is? Gone, of course, and while we look for her... It was all the time in the world for this to happen. All the time.
And remember, Lieutenant, the girl didn't shoot at herself out there, Ruth. And if Curly hit her...
But as you keep that,
sure. Sure, it's a guy who lives here. I see. Do you want a bet?
All right, Sven, that's enough music. You can notice this now. I'll grab him.
Hey, right. Okay, put down a sick buck there. That's better.
So surprised, that's all. He can let me go. I'm all right.
You're all right.
Sure. That happens, that bum. You're breaking my heart. Never leave a tune unfinished. That'll finish it, that's all. Hey, didn't expect a room full of roses. Sit down. Roses are in seventh place this week, you know that?
I'm Clary, homicide.
Hi. Sit down.
Listen, my friend.
Hold it with him, Rose is another seven, huh? How's Jealous Heart?
A little race on record, down in Cheatsdale, though. Oh, but you ought to hear the blues number I've
got. Plugger, huh? Maybe even the same song plugger who once introduced a cowboy to a girl.
Maybe. I don't know. Play piano down at the Club Paris, too.
The Club Oh, all begins to tie together, doesn't it?
My friend, we're going to pull up our chairs for a nice long talk.
Be careful, don't stub your toe.
What?
Chairs are all nailed down. Keep the maids from moving them around.
Isn't it? Look, Looney, Daphne Crockett was being watched from here, and I doubt if Curly did it. He was shot at from here, but he didn't do it.
Did it, do it, did it. My name's Seaver, Lieutenant, not Looney. Seaver. Dick Seaver. Deadeye Dick, they call me.
Deadeye. And Curly was murdered by a dick. Well, brother, if you're crazy enough to
wait a minute, Lieutenant, wait a minute. Chairs nailed down, that stick we carry. You haven't even noticed the body yet. You haven't been watching Daphne, have you, Deadeye?
Of course not. I couldn't. I'm blind. Dee-da-dum. Ba-dee-bum-bum-ba-dum. Ba-da-da-da-da-bum.
Tonight's adventure of George Valentine. Murder by a marksman. Yes, the big, dark-haired, sour-faced guy, Curly Blackson, was killed by a single neat shot aimed directly at his heart. The only trouble is it happened in the apartment of a man who is blind, Dick Seaver. Across the way, however, lives a girl who is afraid of Curly, Daphne Crockett, and Daphne can really shoot. But if your name is George Valentine, you also remember that Daphne was once shot at. And while the police go looking for her, you go to see the man who talks as though he'd seen too many of his own movies, Rafe Disbrow.
Gosh, Mr. Valentine, that's all I can say. Gosh.
Well, you should try harder, Mr. Disbrow.
Usually there's just good men, the bad men.
And the little school teacher in between, I know. Well, this isn't the plot of a Western. But why you really wanted us to meet Daphne, you didn't say. So suppose you start saying, Buster, right now.
I told you she was in distress.
Are you being blackmailed, cowboy?
Uh-huh.
That was Curly's business, you know. And I saw a little black bag once. Blackmailed, I said.
No. No, no, not me.
Not you.
Well, I'm always cautious about those things, but... Well, Daphne, she has another suitor besides me is Mr. Michael J. Martin.
Martin?
Yeah, one of those millionaire fellas that this is strictly confidential, you understand.
And you figure Martin's a better sucker than you are, huh?
Oh, well, he is a married man, you know, and I've never taken that step.
Uh-huh. And you really hired us to look into Daphne because you were afraid she was going to knock you over, too.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Valentine. You totally misrepresent me. Oh, I mean nothing of the kind. The little lady is always in.
Okay, Disbro. When you decide to tell me the truth, let me know.
But I am. I'm just a bystander who...
Oh, better yet, let the police know. This is still a murder case, Rafe. And they tell me cowboys are pretty good shots.
What? Oh. I'm just a singing cowboy, Miss Brooks.
That's the last straw.
I'm not proficient except with a guitar. I don't shoot guns. Well, my fans wouldn't like it. Well, listen, I'll show you.
Come on, Angel. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'm on record. They play them on the radio night and day. It drives people crazy. Well, I'll show you.
Anything. Hey, what's that?
Oh, Daphne. Now, listen, Mr. Valentine. The Club Paris broadcast Daphne shooting at. There you see. She didn't run away. She was.
How cold a little lady is always young.
Here we are, George. Dressing room number 4, 3, 2.
Sure. She's number 1 with a star on the door.
Just a moment, please. I'm very sorry, but no one's allowed inside.
Well, I'm sorry, too, Shorty, but we want to...
Miss Crockett isn't receiving any callers this evening. She hopes you understand.
Well, now, that's real thoughtful of her. Just step to one side.
You needn't raise your voice, but if I haven't made myself clear...
Oh, George, just pick him up and...
And I really don't feel like arguing
about... Shorty, get out of the... Oh, hello, Mr. Valentine. Goodbye.
Oh, no, you don't. Stand still, sister.
Well, I've really got nothing to say. Come along, Mike.
Hey, get out of my way. Shorty, wait a minute, you.
Please don't be difficult, Mr. Valentine. Max, Fred, Joe.
Slow down, I said. Will you? Hey,
oh, George.
Let's go.
Bye-bye, Mr. Valentine.
Hey, will you? All right, Max, Fred, Joe. She's gone. You let go.
Sure, don't get sore. Let me brush your coat.
The boys, huh?
Stay, Chance, that's all. Don't want to see you getting in trouble.
What's there another one who's going to be in trouble?
Oh, yes, you are. Little guy's important. Tough, too.
The what?
Little guy went with it, Michael J. Martin.
What? You mean that little shrimp was my
lucky we stayed, huh? Lion hunter, you know. Toughest little guy in the world. Best marksman, too.
No, Miss Crockett isn't here. Of course she's not here. Don't expect her to show up. I even had one of our own men tailing her, and Martin shook him off, too.
All right, so she's not here. You said that, Lieutenant.
Little schoolteacher died caught in the middle.
Martin's not much to look at, only 5 feet tall.
$2 million you could look at.
Maybe blackmail does make sense.
I told you that a long time ago. Nothing else means sense. Why did Curly come out here? Why'd he get killed?
Oh, stop asking questions.
All right, you want an answer? Curly was Daphne's husband.
What?
It's in the record. They used to be married.
Now she was afraid of him.
Sure. Let me ask you, what kind of an answer is it? Is it tied together, a cowboy, land hunter, Annie Oakley? Does it tell which one of those marksmen put a bullet through a man's heart with one shot?
Let's not leave out Seaver. He'd be a nice guy to get caught in the middle, too. I mean, this happened up at his place across the way from Daphne's. People know that, and they know a little black bag still missing.
Yes, George, and Seaver's reputation isn't so good. People might imagine he managed to get his hands on the bag somehow.
All right, so he's tied in. He's a friend of Curly's, too.
Hey, when we were at the club terrace, who was playing the piano?
Huh? Well, it was... Oh, George, it wasn't Dixie.
Uh-huh. See what I mean? He's listening, too. And you know, Lieutenant, a blind guy who's a heel could get into trouble easily. My heart's beating. He's just unconscious, I think. Come on, Steve. Come on, snap out of it now.
His door still open. Somebody must have slugged him when he was running out before he could get away.
Oh, yeah, he beat me. My head.
Oh, he's okay. Take a look inside.
That's what I'm doing. Quite a mess.
He's been wrapped up. All the drawers, only being still in place for the purchase. Michael J. Martin. Dead.
Would you look at that? Another one shot victim. Sharpshooter. He went about the same distance.
Yeah. Got Martin a little higher up, though.
Hmm?
Yeah, look here. Hit him right in the neck.
So what? He's as dead as Curly, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just...
What is it, George?
The window. Lights just went on there opposite.
What? Yeah, so they did.
The roof garden.
Little Nell has finally come back home, huh?
And, Lieutenant, if you work a process of elimination...
Come on, let's go over there.
I'll stay here.
But, George...
Go on. I'll take care of Seaver here. Now, I'll take you 5 minutes to make it from building to building anyway.
All right, we'll keep our eyes open. But you watch from here.
Don't worry. I've been wrong before. I'm not going to be wrong this time. Get going.
Oh, Daddy, what a head. What's happening, Mr. Valentine?
Here. Come in, I'll give you a hand.
Thanks. Hey, that's my chair. I've got a poker table.
Very careful now.
Yeah. There she is. Sit down yourself, Valentine. Good for the rocks in your head. From the chair opposite me, the wing chair there, you can see out the window.
Yeah, thanks.
Already there, aren't you? I can tell by your voice. What's she doing now?
Nothing. Taking off her coat.
Take off your hat. Cigarette? Got some right here at the table.
Oh, thanks. Gone into the kitchen now.
I bet you can't cook.
You've never seen her, huh?
Nope, blind since I was 21. Lost him in a stick-up I got messed up in.
Stick-up? Nice guy.
Oh, I've been around. But I'm straight now.
She's back on the roof now. Why do you say it's straight, Seaver, when you were all mixed up with Curly?
I didn't know he'd taken a hop from prison.
He was up here all the time watching his wife, wasn't he?
Sure. It's just inch I wasn't.
You were in on the blackmail with Curly, too, weren't you? Somebody must have tipped him off that there was a good touch going, that Martin here was a pushover.
All right, so what? What have I got to lose?
Conspiracy to blackmail, but everybody's dead. You're right, we can't prove it.
I've been around.
You're not.
What's that?
Oh, she's just practicing, that's all. Funny, isn't it? Everybody's a marksman. You know, poor Martin there has a gun in his pocket, too, but he was outdrawn, just like Curly.
That cowboy can shoot, too, Mr. Valentine. I don't believe that stuff he says to you.
No, no, I'm not talking about murder anyway. I was thinking about when Daphne over there was practicing early and somebody took a pot shot and missed.
What about it?
Well, that couldn't have been a marksman, could it? So it must have been somebody who just stuck a gun out the window and shot to attract attention.
You've been around, too, haven't you?
You knew somebody come running over like I did and find Curly and lock him up. He was a fugitive. Good way to get rid of a partner, huh, Seaver? Well, she's going to work on a clay pigeon now. Good shot.
Never mind her. Then what happened?
Well, it didn't work, obviously. Curly knocked me out instead. So when you ducked back into the room to pick up the dough in the black bag, you found Curly alive and plenty suspicious. So you had to kill him, I guess.
Oh, is that it? Now, how could a blind man do that?
Then maybe later Michael J. Martin figured out who'd been in on the blackmail and came up for a little talk. So you had to kill him.
Well, I guess you can't be blamed. Lots of people think I'm not really blind, but I am, see? Look at the match in front of my eye.
Never mind, skip it. It's because you are blind that I know you killed both of them. Who else but a blind man would shoot two men at the same height? A big man in the heart and a five-footer like Martin in the neck.
What are you talking about? It killed him, didn't it?
Like a marksman would? No. Just by luck. Oh, you wanted it to look like sharpshooting using only one bullet. But of course you didn't know how short he was. How could you? And who else but a blind man could have outdrawn those two guys? A blind man they never even think of defending themselves against.
Now, look, somebody knocked me out and ransacked my place.
Oh, you put on a good act, Steve. You had to, because we almost got here in time to catch you moving his body.
You're crazy, Mr. Valentine. I'm blind. I don't even know where people are.
You can tell by the sound of a voice, can't you?
What? But not close enough to
tell what chair they're sitting in. The chair that's always in the same place because it's nailed down. Well, come on now. Tell me the rest, Buster. What happened? Have you got a gun rest built someplace under the table, maybe? With a gun where you can reach it when you reach for cigarettes? Is that how it works?
Yeah. You'd like to know how it works, wouldn't you? You'd like to know which chair. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'll show you. It's the chair you're sitting in. Simple, isn't it? The blind man can fool them all. A little heavy on the downbeat, maybe. Eh, won't look like a marksman this time. Out of the car, and I won't care. I'll just move him out of the chair and... Valentine! Valentine, where are you? Where are you?
Just where I was, Seaver.
Huh?
Standing by the side of this chair.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valentine. I can't tell you how grateful I am for apprehending that varmint.
Yeah. He was a little twisted, I guess.
George, we've got to be going.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I asked you out here to explain about her. Oh, boy. She's really nice. She was afraid of her husband, she was. Afraid of what he might be up to. And she wasn't really mixed up much with that rich man, Mr. Martin.
Oh, we know, Rafe. You told us. She's a schoolteacher type. I hope you'll be very happy.
Oh, I'm sure we will, Mr. Valentine.
Well... This is the last real angel.
So look out for the cactus while we mount up and ride off into the sunset, leaving the little ranch house behind.
Huh? Well, George, at this point, doesn't the hero usually kiss the girl?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Huh?
He always kisses the horse.
Oh.
Tonight's adventure of George Valentine has been brought to you by Standard of California on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West. Robert Bailey is starred as George with Francis Robinson as Brooksy. Let George Do It is written by David Victor and Jackson Gillis and directed by Don Clark. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.